The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So a little story time. Just got back from Cincinnati. I had an event where I emceed the opening of the BetMGM Sportsbook at the Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. Legendary first baseman Sean Casey was there. Cult hero Icky Woods was there from the Bengals. And Kenyon Martin, a.k.a. Kmart, UC Bearcat legend, Nets All-Pro power forward, just number one overall pick, beast. So we're going to actually get Kenyon Martin on the pod soon. He actually asked to be on, which is amazing. So look out for that. Also father of KJ Martin, who is in prison, a.k.a. playing for the Houston Rockets. But I did want to talk about some college hoops because I went to Louisville, which is just a short hop down the road from Cincinnati. And I went over to the Yum Center, which is actually, I don't know if you know this, but Yum Center is KFC, Taco Bell, and Pizza Hut. Yeah. Did not know that. Watch the Elite Eight game between San Diego State and Creighton, which was an absolute rock fight. Found some cheap-ass tickets like 5 minutes before game time. A second row, half court on the floor right behind Iron Eagle, which was amazing. Turned out to be an all-time game. This is all just a roundabout way to talk about De'Aaron Fox hating college basketball and March Madness. They asked him if he's watching any of the games. This is what he had to say.
Watch March Madness at all? I kind of flip through college games. I can't watch a full college game.
Really?
No, I can't.
Is it that bad?
It's hard. Okay. It's hard. Just the shot making is not at, obviously, the pro level. The refs are bad. A lot of coaching is really bad. I can't stand it.
A lot of coaching is really bad. Keep in mind, this is a man who was coached by Checks Notes, Luke Walton. He said the coaching is really bad. The refereeing is really bad. I don't know if that's a fair assessment. I think it's definitely different. Is it as pretty? For sure not. A lot of people thought that the San Diego State-Creighton game was a disaster. I personally loved it. I watched it up close and personal. It felt like if you were up by 4 points in that game, you were up by 50. That's how hard a basket was to come by. Miami versus Texas, you had Miami come back from 13 down with no threes. If Creighton or San Diego State would have been up by 13 points, you might as well just call the game over. There's no chance. One bucket between either one of them combined might have taken 2 or 3 minutes. Not because they were just horrible. The defense was that good. You had a San Diego State Aztec team playing man-to-man, full-court press from second one in the game, all the way through.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Literally the first possession Creighton got the ball, you had our man Tramiel playing full court press on him. Just locking him down, making Andrew Nembhard's little brother, making his life just a pain in the ass. Tiring him out. You had Kalkenbrenner, 7-footer for Creighton. You had him setting screens for Nembhard in the backcourt. This is the thing about the NBA. It just can't, you can't match the intensity of it, of college basketball, at least until the playoffs. You just can't. The NBA, nobody cares this much. Every rebound is a fight. Players don't take plays off. An entire quarter is unheard of to take off like it is in the NBA. Yes, the NCAA schedule, half the amount, less than half the amount. Like, we'll call it a quarter of the amount of the NBA. But the desire should be the same. It just isn't. If you look at like a random Pistons-Spurs game in January versus San Diego State versus Creighton in the Elite Eight, I guarantee you'd rather watch San Diego State versus Creighton. Watching Jaden Ivey chuck from 35 feet while every single Spur except for Trey Jones is sitting on the bench for load management. Get out of here. Get out of here. I know the NBA is the best basketball in the world, but that's not the point. Different strokes for different folks, and the college game is beautiful in its own way. Side note on college hoops, if you haven't seen Caitlin Clark and her performance two nights ago, 41-point triple-double, first in NCAA history. Never been a 30-point triple-double in women's college tournament history before, and she had 41. Go find that shit on YouTube. My Lord, I think Caitlin Clark might be, I think she might be the best college player, men's or women's, in history. I'm not even joking. Not even joking.